We can go on to some news items now. Roadworks feature again and police presence on the A11 nets criminal activity. There is controversy over a proposed revamp of Pilling Park, but welcome news as an Eton boardwalk is set to be reopened. An accolade too for Norfolk as picturesque in the Times newspaper, and the Evening News reports on 20 years of the popular Family Latitude Festival in Suffolk. New drone footage shows how work is progressing to remove the Eastern Roundabout as part of the major scheme to dual another section of the A47. The footage, which was captured by CJB Drone Videography, reveals how contractors working on behalf of National Highways are removing the roundabout in order to create new junctions elsewhere along the highway. But from 8 p.m. on Friday, July the 31st, until 6 a.m. on Monday, August the 3rd, the work will mean the A47 has to be closed in both directions between the Wood Lane Junction and Long Water Interchange. A diversion will be in place throughout the weekend, and people living on the stretch of road will be escorted by traffic marshals when needed. National Highways officials said they aim to complete 90% of the work before the closure.
Motorists are set to face traffic chaos as the council has crammed multiple roadworks into the school holidays. People travelling along Earlham Road and Ipswich Road, two of the busiest routes into the city, have been warned of delays for weeks to come. Norfolk County Council has partially closed Earlham Road to the west of its junction with Mill Hill Road in both directions from 20th of July to the 31st of July for drainage works. And the junction of Ipswich Road and Daniels Road will be shut for 5 weeks as its traffic lights are being replaced.
A week of police action along the A11 has led to 47 arrests and 11 people being charged. The activity took place under Operation Foxtail, a crackdown on organised crime, which ran from July the 6th to July the 10th along the major road in Thetford. The operation targeted a range of offences, including immigration breaches, driving offences, fraud and drug-related crimes. It was backed by the Home Office and involved several partner agencies. Their combined efforts resulted in 47 arrests and 11 charges for offences such as possession of fraudulent driving licences, immigration violations, drug supply, possession of criminal property, driving while disqualified, and possession of a knife. Sergeant Josh Preston said, "This latest Operation Foxtail activity demonstrates the value of proactive enforcement and partnership working."
Parents, dog walkers and people living near Woodrow Pilling Park want Norwich City Council to invest in a cafe and toilets at the 44,500 square metre green space off Harvey Lane. But under proposals, which are still being finalised, the authority is planning to spend the money on play and sports equipment. Money for the project is being funded by the Greater Norwich Growth Board, which provides grant funding for infrastructure projects that aim to support growth within the Greater Norwich area. Richard Green, a Norwich City Council Parks and Open Spaces officer, hosted a consultation about the plans at the site's community centre on July the 24th. He said, "More seating has been a popular suggestion. It would be amazing if the cafe was open more. A few people have mentioned it to me. The green could be good event space too." One person commented, "The park has needed a refresh for a while." Councillor Lucy Galvin, leader of Norwich City Council, added, The consultation is a fantastic opportunity to help shape the future of Woodrow Pilling Park.
A beloved part of Norfolk has been named among the UK's most picturesque locations to visit. The Sunday Times listed the 20 most beautiful places in the UK, with the North Norfolk coast making it into the rankings at number 15 on the list. The paper wrote, "North Norfolk is like a watercolour painting in which land, sea and sky seem to merge seamlessly into one another." Praise was also heaped upon the area's wildlife and the local towns. Migrating wild fowl fly in the skies overhead, and seal colonies loll around on sandbanks like rolls of discarded carpet. Towns such as Burnham Market, with its art galleries and fine dining, are surprisingly posh. But then maybe that shouldn't be a surprise, given that Hocum Hall, the residence of the Earl of Leicester, and Sandringham, the royal country retreat, are not far away.
20 years after it first pitched its colourful tents in the Suffolk countryside, Latitude Festival celebrated its landmark anniversary in fitting style, delivering 4 days of music, comedy, literature and family entertainment that once again transformed Henham Park. The 20th edition, held from July the 23rd to the 26th, drew thousands through the gates for a weekend that mixed nostalgia with fresh discoveries, underlining why the festival remains one of East Anglia's biggest annual events. Its blend of internationally renowned musicians with literature, theatre, comedy and visual arts has influenced festivals across the UK, whilst remaining proudly rooted in Suffolk. Despite the scale of the event, organisers have maintained the relaxed atmosphere that regular attendees have come to expect, with the famous pink sheep and lakeside installations continuing to provide the festival's unmistakable identity. 2 decades on, Latitude continues to prove that its greatest strength lies not simply in who tops the bill, but in creating a festival experience.
Norwich Cathedral's Summer Organ Festival kicked off in spectacular style with 5 days of events and services. And the festival continues with a special series of recitals throughout the summer. The historic pipe organ is at the heart of the cathedral's musical life, and the festival's opening celebrations put the spotlight on the magnificent instrument with a wonderful mix of occasions. Highlights so far have included a Battle of the Organs musical extravaganza with Norwich Cathedral's 3 resident organists, a Baroque Masterpieces concert with Norwich Cathedral Choir and Norwich Baroque, choral evening song with BBC Radio 3, and a BBC Singers performance featuring music inspired by Edith Cavell and Julian of Norwich. Audiences have also enjoyed a night at the movies with Odeon Leicester Square organist Donald McKenzie and a concert by Notre Dame's Cathedral's organist Vincent Dubois. The Cathedral's organ will continue to take centre stage throughout the summer, with a series of 7 p.m. recitals by the cathedral's resident organists and visiting musicians.